Anything you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Once again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Edit the website over at freetalklive.com, add stuff to it, and you can vote up or vote down on anything you see on the site, and then those different entries will either be promoted to the front page and the top of the site, or not. It just won't make it there. You can go and add your items to the site. So, and when I say item, I mean it could be a news article, it could be a blog post, it could be a YouTube video, whatever it is you see online that you think is neat. You can submit that URL, and then other people will vote on it. And maybe it'll make it to the front page over at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls. But actually, right before we got back on the air this hour, I had a call come in on one of the lines in the studio. Now, here at Free Talk Live, the LRN.FM studios where we perform the show, there are several lines that are in the studio that we can access to take calls. So our network takes calls. We can take calls in two locations. So the network has a board operator, and they can take phone calls. That's where when you call 855-450-FREE, you go to our network lines. If you call the amp lines, which are just for Free Talk Live amplifiers, you'll come here into the studio. But there's also there's a landline in here, you know, an old school, actual, you know, twisted copper pair landline hooked up, whereas the rest of our lines are all voice over IP. And so because I have a landline, it means that I haven't paid the, because, you know, the landline companies, they charge you to remove you from their listing?
That's correct.
Yeah, so I haven't paid that fee. So I get all the spam calls on that landline, and, you know, every now and then I'll answer it just to see what's coming in, because sometimes someone's calling from jail like a demo, so I will answer the calls. Especially if someone is in jail, I'm more likely to answer the landline when a call comes in. So I answered thinking it might be a demo calling from jail, but it was actually
our former Tuesday night host.
Yes, and we will have him back on to tell us you know, what his experience in jail was like when he returns. Anyway, it was Rasmussen Reports, the survey company. Now, I had previously been called by, like, the Independent Political Report, somebody claiming to be that organization. And I had talked about how previously they had put me into one of these voice prompting kind of survey machines. And so I was going through the questions, and I was unable to get past pretty much like the first question that they asked in this other survey about, with, you know, for whom will you vote, Barack Obama or Mitt Romney, or are you unsure? They did not give me a third party choice or even an other option. I tried to press the zero button to maybe get an operator and complain about how bad their survey was.
It was different this time.
I was locked in. This time it was a little bit different. And this time it seemed better from the front. Like Rasmussen, I've heard the name, you know, that's an actual recognizable survey company, and I figured it might be a better survey. And indeed, at one point, they actually did ask the question, for whom will you vote in the election, and they gave Barack Obama, they gave Mitt Romney, and they gave another candidate. And then there was also unsure. But when I chose other, they then put me into a question that said, if you had to choose between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, which would it be?
Because you're obviously mentally ill. We're going to rephrase this question.
Because that's the intention of their survey, is to get people to, you know, to pick candidate A or candidate B. And even for those of us who would have chosen perhaps somebody else, they're trying to force us into this paradigm of their worldview of, it has to be a red team or it has to be the blue team. Which will it be? And so, of course, I tried to get out of the, you know, answering that question
with a zero
and like, sorry, that's not an option. So, okay, I guess I'm just not an option for your poll. And I hung up the phone. But this should give, I just, you know, I only share this to give people an insight, because I know a lot of people don't have landlines these days. If you don't have a landline, you're not getting one of these phone calls, for the most part. And so I share it just to give you an example of how biased these phone polls are.
Oh, and again, if anybody cares, the not sure option was also available on the if you were forced to choose question, but that's not a satisfactory answer.
No, right. Because I'm sure I'm not going to vote for one of those two. I'm sure of that. I'm not sure for whom I'm actually going to vote. I don't know if I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson, because it looks like there may be a none-of-the-above option on the ballot here in New Hampshire.
This is a very scientific poll, and it's crucial that they learn that if you were put in a pillory and whipped, and forced to choose one, then you need to know. We need to know that, Ian.
Yeah, well, I'm not participating. Non-cooperation.
I'm not sure!
855-453 is the toll-free number. Jim's with us, listening to LRN.FM on the Palm Coast of Florida. Jim.
Yes, I live in Palm Coast, Florida. We're a small community of about 80,000 people right off of Interstate 95, just north of the Daytona Beach area.
Okay.
And we have something very interesting going on in our town right now regarding red light cameras.
Hmm.
Our town put the red light cameras in about 3 or 4 years ago, and our city government has fallen in love with these cameras. And any of us who have had an experience with it, we had about a year ago, we got a ticket in our family. We don't know who got the ticket because it was just a picture of our license plate. And we got the ticket a month after the violation, so we couldn't even remember back, well, who was driving that car that day at that time. Well, in any case, we had a chance to watch it on video. You know, they send you this card. So we watched it on the video, and you had to watch it, like, in slow motion about 9 or 10 times to see that it was about a 0.4 of a second that our car went through the red light. So we called up, and there was a number to call that you could call to dispute it and talk to someone. And we thought, well, maybe, because it was such a close call, that maybe there would be a chance that we wouldn't have to pay this $158, which had to be sent to Arizona to the company that actually puts these cameras in. So the lady laughed at me and said, oh, 0.4 of a second, most of them are that amount or even less. So you don't really have any kind of an argument or a case. Well, in any case, what's going on right now with this is that our county is actually fighting with our city because the city has now decided they're going to expand this. And all over town today, they're putting up more and more red light cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the county just developed this huge shopping plaza, you know, millions and millions of dollars of retail space right along I-95. The idea is to get people off of I-95 while they're driving to go in and do their shopping. Well, the county's concerned. The county's concerned that no one's going to get off 95 now once the word gets out that all these red light cameras are up and down the road. And our mayor's position on this is if people want to come into our town to break the law, then he'd rather not have them come in and shop. So that's his position. And, of course, the county council is very, very upset about this, and it's really become a major economic issue because now on even some of the GPS units, it will tell you if there are red light cameras, like at an exit that you're considering getting off, or it will warn you. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on this. It seems like maybe basic economics may resolve this at some point in time, but this is not about safety. Almost all these tickets you have to watch in slow motion to even be able to see the car going through the red light, and it's not even really a red light that you're really just kind of late on a yellow light, and there's just they're just falling in love with this idea here in some of the cities in Florida, and our city is one of them, unfortunately.
Yeah, actually, the red light cameras can be the opposite effect of safety because people will begin to slam their brakes on whenever they see a yellow light because they don't want to get the $158 ticket because every time you go through one of these lights, you'll get a $158 ticket. So what it'll do is it'll change driving behavior, and as that happens, people have no expectation that it's going to occur. People have the expectation that people will go through yellow lights, and if that expectation is changed, then people are going to start ramming their cars up other people's tailpipes, and that causes safety issues. Also, what will happen oftentimes is towns will note this behavior. The money that was coming in initially from the red light cameras will have gotten them all drunk with full pockets of cash, and then people's behavior will change a little bit, and they won't get as much money, so they'll shorten the duration of yellow lights. This has happened in many communities. I'm not saying that that's necessarily going on in your community.
They've changed our yellow lights here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second. So I would not suggest that basic economics is going to somehow stop your city government. Economics and governments really just don't get involved. Basically, governments crumble before they learn economics. I mean, you know, there's all kinds. History's full of examples of this. The government simply cannot
fathom.
Yeah,
they'll just keep handing out tickets.
Yeah, what you need is a new mayor and a new bunch of other things.
Can the county, eliminate the city? In Florida?
I wouldn't think so.
I don't think so, but they may...
Because that would be kind of cool if the county just annexed the city and just kind of absorbed it and just dissolved the city government. That would be a cool thing to happen. I don't think it's probably going to happen, though. But thanks for sharing. Let us know how it shakes out, Jim. Appreciate your call tonight. 855-453. And try to get the hell out of there. It's Free Talk Live.
Science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll free, bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give away to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And those features on the site do include archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, no big deal. They're all there. You can just click and download. Going back for years, you get the last 7 days worth right at the top of the page, and then if you go to our SoundCloud webpage, you can download many years' worth of the program, all the way back to late 2006, all for free. And you can find the SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already on our website, just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and you'll find our SoundCloud link there. So 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. We had a caller in the end of the last hour ask us about, you know, what can be done about ending the, you know, kind of institutionalized violence that we currently are dealing with. And I, of course, suggested the Free State Project, because I don't think there's anything that can be done at the Washington, D.C. level to change D.C. in any significant or even insignificant manner. It seems to me they're pretty entrenched there, those power-mongering folks and their corporate buddies who back them up. You know, it's business as usual in D.C., and electing someone new is not going to change that, because the people who want to get elected to D.C., with the exception of Ron Paul maybe, are seeking power, and so even the ones that are the new blood that might possibly beat an incumbent here and there, because it's like 90% of incumbents stay in office. So, you know, the here and there candidates that'll actually win are very jazzed about winning, because that means they get the power and they get to reward their friends and punish their enemies. So I'm under no delusion that anything's going to change in Washington, D.C., or that I should spend any of my effort and my precious time bothering to try to change it. So therefore, I made the choice back in the about a decade ago now, at this point, to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And that's the reason why both of you guys are here as well, is because of the Free State Project.
Indeed.
There are over 1,000 people that are here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. They are all here to live in a state of more freedom, because New Hampshire is already the freest of the 50 states, according to the Mercatus Center, but make it better, because there's still plenty of problems here, still plenty of issues. State is aggressing against a lot of peaceful people, and there's a lot of, you know, there's still bad taxes like the property tax here. So these things must change. And the only chance we're going to have of changing them anywhere is if we have a concentration of activism. That makes the most sense to me. I'm still open to other ideas. I like the Honduras idea, you know, move a bunch of people down to one city in Honduras and live in a free city. That's a cool idea. I'd love to see it pan out. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court thus far in a panel has ruled against the constitutionality of such a city. The full Supreme Court in Honduras has yet to hear the case. So we, you know, that one's not resolved quite yet. And maybe it won't end up being Honduras. Maybe, you know, it'll be in Sweden or, you know, Switzerland or something like that. Who knows where this free city will end up? Or maybe it'll be, you know, somewhere in New Hampshire.
Simon Black wants to go to Chile.
Who is this?
Simon Black is he's a businessman, a venture capitalist, I would say. He sends out an email where he talks about foolish it is to remain in the United States.
The sovereign.
He chronicles
man.
The flight of the wealth and the brains from our country.
Okay.
And he wants to do something in Chile.
So to set up kind of a free city deal?
Yes, not a free city, but I suppose kind of a free city deal.
He suggests having your business incorporated in one place, do your business in another country, have your citizenship in one place, your residence in another. I mean, just to do...
Sounds like something wealthy people could possibly do.
Yeah.
But I think the thing I like about the Free State Project is you don't have to have a whole lot of means to get involved. You just have to have the ability to get your butt to New Hampshire and then get active once you're here. It doesn't require any kind of corporation or all the facets of doing the stuff that the wealthy know how to do, and they have the consultants and folks that can help them with that. So that's cool. I hope that, you know, he can have his little enclave or Galt's Gulch or whatever it is that he's trying to do.
One of the things I love about the Free State Project is I feel like I selected it because of this patriotic thing inside of me that believes that the experiment that was begun in America should be tried again, but for real this time.
Mm. You mean like a principled experiment in liberty, but actually
exactly.
Having principles and actually having liberty?
Exactly.
Seems like you're going out of limb suggesting that's what the experiment in America was. But, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people might agree with you.
Well, that's what our caller was suggesting earlier, that, you know, the government was created to do good things and help people and resolve disputes and things like that.
The textbooks say that liberalism began in the 18th century, sort of coalesced in the 18th century.
The Enlightenment.
Classical liberalism, yeah, right. So, freestateproject.org. Go there. Learn more about it. There's 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. You'll find that on the left-hand side. I think you have to click on Why New Hampshire, and then underneath that it'll be the 101 reasons link. And it's just it's the best idea that there is. It's not just an idea. It's a proof of concept. Because a decade ago it was just an idea. it was a decade ago that we were talking about it on the radio. Actually, it's been almost a decade now that we've done this show. It's less. We are less than a month away from our 10-year anniversary.
I first saw an ad for the Free State Project, I think probably in 2001 in the back of a LP news or newspaper thing.
You go way back. You were in the LP?
Back in 2000, 2001.
That's the Libertarian Party, by the way, for those who are uninitiated.
North Carolina, I went to, I never did much with them, although I did, they sent me once to go have a sit-down meeting with these socialist squatters.
Oh, wow.
In a house that they were squatting in.
So what was the purpose of the meeting?
I don't remember. I went over and chilled with these guys for a while, talked to them. I think I mostly listened to them. They had a thing that they wanted to get off their chest, so I mostly just sat there and hummed and hawed and probably said something, don't remember what it was, and then wished them a good day and left.
So we're here now. It's New Hampshire was chosen out of 10 states to be the destination for the Free State Project. There are over 12,800 people that have signed up to be a part of it. We want to reach 20,000, so we still got a little ways to go. And it's just a great time. I highly recommend you check it out, freestateproject.org. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Johnny Ray, this five-point plan.
That's right.
Mitt Romney has a plan. He's going to create 12 million jobs like magic.
Because
that's what he would need, is magic, in order to be able to, as one man, create 12 million jobs.
Thank heavens for Mitt Romney, because we need 12 million jobs. Part one of Mitt's plan is to achieve energy independence on this continent by 2020. America is blessed with extraordinary natural resources, and developing them will create millions of good jobs. Not only in the energy industry, but also in industries like manufacturing that will benefit from more energy at lower prices.
Are these his words? This is actual quotes?
This is from Mitt Romney's website.
I see.
This a president could do. They could create, lobby Congress for laws that would allow the country to be more energy independent. The assumption, however, is that that's a good thing.
Exactly.
I think it's a good thing, but I'm not sure. And, what we would know is that if the government got out of energy, the best thing is going to happen in that area. Now, that's barring greenhouse gases and whatever one might believe in that area. But I do think that the free market is the best one to resolve that too. I mean, the greenies have been lobbying governments for decades in order to get them to, do something about the greenhouse gases, and it's not helping. I say that really only the market can solve whatever issues there are as far as the environment goes.
Talent who really think that energy independence is the way to strength will locate themselves near sources of energy and build a community around that. And if that proves the mightiest, then
we're going to come back with more shortly. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Spy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. A lot of them are available there, and we give them away, including news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You will know first. If you're on the news lists, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever is your preference, you may choose it, and it's free over at news.freetalklive.com. Now, if you are following on Facebook or Twitter, you will get more than just the news. You'll also get some observations and questions and show prep, things like that, that we'll post there during the show. As the show goes on, you'll get different things from Twitter and Facebook. So that's a way to get even more than just the news. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
And if you haven't heard about Bitcoins before, you need to go to weusecoins.org. If you have heard about the digital online peer-to-peer open source currency that likely is going to be one of the biggest inventions since the internet, at least since email, right? Then you need to go check it out. Now, blockchain.info offers you a free online wallet. And this one's different than the online wallets that have been in the past, thanks to fancy encryption techniques. They never have access to your money. In fact, they never know how much money you're sending or receiving at all. They've got apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. They do have apps for regular iPhones, but they're more limited in their capability. And with these apps, you can, in these wallets, you can send and receive bitcoins. You can send bitcoins to email, to your Facebook friends, to anyone else's cell phone number in just about any country around the world, and it's all free. It's blockchain.info.
All right, we've been talking about one of these slimy politicians running for president. His name is Mitt Romney, and he is talking about a five-point plan that he has that will result, he claims, in 12 million jobs being created. Now, as was pointed out earlier in the show, he can just pull whatever magic number out of his hat that he wants to.
Because once he's elected, who cares?
Right, once he's elected, you can't take it back. And, you know, it doesn't matter if he breaks his promises. People that support him would likely continue to support him even if he breaks his promises. Why? Because he's not that other guy, Barack Obama. And so, Johnny Ray, you were sharing with us point number one, which is...
Right. Point number one of Mitt's plan is to, pardon me, achieve energy independence on this continent by 2020. It's an eight-year plan.
Ah, so you got to elect him another time around just in case it doesn't happen.
We're so close.
Right.
Which is what Barack Obama's been saying, of course, too. What was in one of the quotes from, I didn't watch the debate, but I heard like a recap on the news the next day between mm-hmm. these two. And Obama made some kind of statement like, well, I've always said that it takes two terms to have any hope and change in Washington, D.C.
What? I mean, he said before if he wasn't successful, he wouldn't get a second term. If he didn't turn around the economy, he wouldn't get a second term.
Now he's saying he's always said that. Let's go to the phone so we can continue his five points here in a moment. Eddie's with us listening in Michigan to WSJM in Benton Harbor. Hey, Eddie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm confused because I know one side, particularly the side that is coming up with this five-point plan, has articulated that government cannot create jobs. So if government cannot create jobs, then why don't we already have these 12 million jobs? And why are we about to put someone in the White House where they've already stated that they wouldn't be able to do it once they get to the White House?
Well, I suppose if I had to
say... And they haven't stated it. The people making the promises have made promises. They haven't said they couldn't do it, but we have here on the show.
Well, he's claiming that the Republicans have said that politicians can't create jobs, and so that's the thesis he's working from. I would say that I'm sure that some Republicans have said such a thing, but a Republican would say, well, in fact, what he means when he says he's going to create 12 million jobs is that he's going to get the government out of the way so that the marketplace can create 12 million jobs. And that's how he'll create the jobs because, you know, the president is always blamed for whatever happens.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Eddie? Again, I guess if that's the argument, I would have to go back to a previous statement made then because the Bush tax cuts were supposed to create prosperity, and we've had several rounds of those. And in the rounds that we've
President Bush did not in any way, shape, or form get out of the way of business.
They didn't cut taxes either. I mean, they didn't cut spending, I guess.
Right, I think that's the point. I don't think that Bush's tax cuts can be blamed for anything. I think it's Bush's lack of tax spending cuts that would be blamed for everything. I mean, the Republicans had total control of the House, the Senate, and the White House from 2000 to 2006. So whatever it was that their grand plan was, they certainly got to enact. And apparently what their grand plan appeared to be was theft and spending.
Now I appreciate a clearer picture of what's going on once we get past the rhetoric and actually see what's going on, which, you know, begs the question, why do you think people, and this is a greater question, I can take the answer off the air, and I really appreciate the time you've given me. Why is it that people can accept the rhetoric without actually looking at the actions of the individuals involved?
Great Personally, question. I think, I've been wanting to say this all night, I think that the statist is somebody who thinks that violence is the most powerful force in the universe, and I don't think that's crazy to think that way. I do think it is wrong.
I agree it's wrong. Love's the most powerful force in the universe.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, Eddie. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about that, Johnny Ray?
Well, it's a fear. It's a response to fear, and it's a way to exploit fear.
Violence is a response to fear, is what you're saying.
Yes, you have to meet the enemy with at least what they're meeting you with. You've got to have the courage to crack some heads.
Wait, who? I'm not cracking anybody's heads. I'm confused now. Who are you talking about?
I'm referring to an article that I read about the neoconservatives, and one of their tenets
this is something
was
they
that,
would say.
Yes,
is what you're saying. Okay.
One of their tenets is that most in the world, most of us cows and liberals and whatnot, we just don't have the courage. to do what needs to be done.
Break a few eggs.
Like the suggestion is that, you know, if you can use violence to get the path that is the best path to be on.
Right, and if violence.
That might be true if you knew what the best path to be on, but. The fact is that humans and people in power have shown time and again, this is a blindness to history, time and again, that they do not know what the right path
to
be on.
Well, wait a minute. The thing is, they don't know the right path for you and I. They might know their own belief about what their right path is. It's just their hubris is they believe their path is everyone's path, or should be everyone's path.
Well, I think that freedom itself for everyone is a path. It, in and of itself, it's a path to freedom for everyone. But what they believe is that they know the path to whatever it is, prosperity, whatever is best mm-hmm. for everybody, and that they will use violence to get that path. And they really will. When you're talking about neocons, they really will use violence. They'll use violence on a wholesale scale. Unlike, if they were unstopped and unchecked, they would just use an incredible amount of violence to get what they wanted. But
they're almost completely unstopped and unchecked.
I'd
almost.
Like to talk about your hate versus love. Your violence versus love thing there.
As far as what the most powerful force in the universe is?
Yeah. So violence is employed through hate and fear, basically through
yes.
fear. And fear is something you can maintain, whereas love is a difficult thing to maintain.
Mm.
You have to, I mean, it takes discipline and drive to maintain love for yourself
sure.
and for your family and friends and for your neighbors and people you haven't met. It takes an incredible amount of will and determination to do such a thing. Fear, everybody's got it, and it's turned on all the time.
Mm.
So
awesome.
I will give you that love is the most powerful force in the universe, but I'd love to have a path to this love all the time. Because, I mean, what I got is I got a pathway to fear a lot.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have the pathway to love and peace.
There is no way to love. Love is the way.
Ah, yeah. Johnny Ray, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And very few things worth doing are easy. So
that statement makes much more sense when using the original word, which is there is no way to peace. Peace is the way.
Peace is the way, yeah. Yeah.
I think love still
works. Still works. 855.
It sounds a little too hazy and vague for my taste.
1-855-450.
Like a flowchart.
3733. Phone lines are loaded, by the way. So if you're not getting through right now, patience, we will get to you. If you are on the line, you will get on the air. 855-450-3733. And you can bring up anything. And according to the call screening software, the callers will be bringing up anything. There's quite a variety on tap here. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. And also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Head over there, enjoy the features that we give away, and if you like the show and you like the fact the website's free, you can, you know, download archives, watch the webcam, do all the stuff you should be able to do on a talk show, show website and more, and you don't have to pay a dime. But if you would like to send some money our direction, there is a great way to do it. And one of those ways, or there are several ways, but one of them is to shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Shop.freetalklive.com will allow you to, actually there's more than just Amazon, there's also Newegg and a few other dealers, if you will, on there. But Amazon gives us the biggest percentage. So if you can shop at Amazon, I would appreciate it. You can do Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. And when you shop through the links at shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. In addition, same thing with the Newegg links. You can shop at Newegg Canada, Newegg US, and we'll get a much smaller portion of the purchase price when you enter through those links as well. And at Amazon, it's almost pretty much everything they sell that we'll get a spiff on.
There's something we don't?
There might be some sort of an exception in there for something. I don't know what it is, but it's pretty much anything you can buy on Amazon. Newegg is a little more restrictive, like a gift card on Amazon. We'll get a percentage on that, but on Newegg we won't, for instance. But either way, it's all there over at shop.freetalklive.com.
If you're spending the gift card that you got from Newegg, will we get a percentage if you go
I don't know. Okay. I don't know about that. But going through, getting into the habit of going to shop.freetalklive.com before doing your online shopping is a good habit to do because it helps Free Talk Live dramatically.
And it only costs you a moment.
Yeah, it does. And, of course, it is also, we're coming up rapidly on the holiday season, and that means that inevitably people will be doing shopping, and you might as well get it done online rather than going to all the big box stores and waiting in lines and having to deal with the crowds and the parking and all that nonsense. So let's continue and go back to your calls. Sean is listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just found you guys about a month ago, and I really enjoy your programs.
Thank you. Please call your local talk radio station and let them know.
Hey, I've been calling. I'm calling from up here in God's country, and there's only one station within, but that I found. It's about 60 miles away, so I have a hard time getting it on AM. But I think it was, his name was Jason. That was a few callers ago. Okay, and I'm kind of looking a little bit for what he's looking for from you guys. Now, I'm totally in with the whole idea of everything you guys got going on. Okay, but to put a fine point on it, what should everybody do? Now, I know your positions on government's obviously not the way to go, but what is? Because it's almost seeming like a feeling this is kind of an amorphous thing, where it's kind of like, remember when, Occupy Wall Street, well, they had a great thing going there, but they didn't have a point. You know what I mean? So it just kind of fell apart because it didn't have this drive to something, or not necessarily a drive to something, but a plan on how to get there. Are you following
sure.
what I'm trying to
sure. I got you. So the fact is that on talk radio, most hosts do this thing where we, you talk about some issues, you say what's right and what should happen, and this is right. whether they're right, left, or whatever Free Talk Live is. And right. What their answers tend to be is vote Democrat or vote Republican. We know what the results are there, right? Like you can go to New York State and see what happens if you vote Democrat, and you can go to Texas and see what happens if you vote Republican. Now, when Free Talk Live started out, our answer would have been vote Libertarian. And it isn't much of an answer, right? Because Libertarians hadn't been elected to much over dog catcher at that point, and they still haven't been elected in too many cases. I think there was a couple of legislators somewhere that have been elected.
Well, Minnesota,
New Hampshire years ago.
We have a long and storied reputation of being a little bit outside the box when it comes to our politicians. I mean, we elected a pro wrestler, for crying out loud. So we're willing to hear other people's, a different opinion. And Jesse Ventura was elected as an independent. And he would have won a second term if he would have ran because he just got sick of it. He said one's enough.
Yep. And I think that it's fine to vote Libertarian. I mean, some Libertarians that run for office are great, and some of them stink, frankly. And
well, just like everybody else,
Right. I mean, so if one wants to do that, that's a fine thing to do.
It's not a solution.
The solution we came up with 6 years ago, 8 years ago, was to move for the Free State Project. And that was, in order to get enough liberty-oriented people in one small state in order to have an effect, and that's working. If that doesn't work for you, if for whatever reason, whether it's family or business or whatever ties you have to where you are, we understand. Mm-hmm. And, that's what it is for you. Now, what can you do for yourself where you are? I'd keep my eye on different liberty projects out there. I think that the Honduras...
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
The Honduras thing's very interesting with the free cities. Maybe that'll happen.
Another thing you can do if you're tied to one place is simply to invest in things that make sense to invest in, like capital goods or gold and silver or even Bitcoin.
I've been doing the gold thing for a while, but I mean, it's almost like if those of us that are out, that aren't going to move where you guys are, and I mean, you guys have some. Obviously, like I say, I can't catch you guys enough to, I'm sure you've said it 100 times, but I mean, your practical things that you guys are doing. I know you guys are doing where you guys go around and follow the local police and
cop lock.
Stuff like that. Cop watch deal.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea because, I mean, I'm in a small town. I mean, we're 2,500 people.
Yep.
And common sense still actually reigns up here. It's our kind of thing is the closer you get to the tall buildings, the less people make sense. And the farther you are away from the tall buildings, common sense still rules.
And I can tell you they have a limit on how high buildings can be in Keene, New Hampshire, and that doesn't make any sense to me.
I'll let you guys use that. You guys go ahead. But I mean, seriously, the closer you get to the big cities, then you get... It gets a little cockeyed sometimes.
I get where you're coming from. If I may throw out some suggestions, obviously I fully support the Free State Project. That's why I picked up my life and made the move for it, and I think it's a great idea. But yeah, there are people who are stuck they feel like they're stuck in certain places, or they have family members who are sticking them somewhere against their will.
Well, I got a 12-year-old, but I'm not going to move her across the country yet. But
well, they do say that New Hampshire is one of the best places to raise kids. One of the best places.
is to raise kids.
So is here, though, so that's kind of a rush
sure.
there.
Understood. So yeah. Absent that, absent a crew of people willing to go out and do cop blocking and, you know, do activism with you, there's always the discussion of secession, and I think that's something that people really need to start having seriously all across the country, because you really can help create the next wave or, you know, create your reality, so to speak, by speaking it into existence.
If people start, I think there's more of that going on than you guys even realize.
Sure. Oh, you mean people talking about secession?
California. There's part of California that want, like, I think it's the top third of California has been having this secession movement for years.
Yep.
Yeah, but they wouldn't secede to join with the bottom portion of Oregon and create a state called Jefferson.
I know, but it's something.
It's something. And anybody talking about any level of secession, I don't care if it's seceding a region or seceding one state or seceding a city or personal secession, I think that the idea of secession is one that's time has come, and it's one that needs to be approached from a peaceful perspective, obviously, if one is going to talk about it. But, you know, next time you're at a family dinner or a business, you know, where people are chatting at the water cooler or whatever opportunity you have to just say, you know, screw this voting for Romney or Obama thing. Let's secede. What do we need the federal government for anyway? And then just see what people say.
All the time. I can't tell for it all the time. It's like, why are you always rocking the boat? Well, what I tell everybody is if it wasn't for people like me, people like you would be getting screwed constantly, not just most of the time, but constantly, because I'm always willing to stick my neck out. I've always used as an example, if it costs me $500 to make something go away or $5,000 to stick it to them, I'm gonna spend the $5,000 every time.
You sound like my kind of guy, Sean. I appreciate that, and I hope that at some point you can.
I told you guys, and I went, oh, I like these guys here. You guys are speaking my language.
Well, I appreciate that. And by the way, you know, if you can't pick us up, if you're on the fringe of WNMT and you just can't get the signal in at some points, you're welcome to grab us online over at freetalklive.com.
Are you guys on Sirius?
We're on XM, actually. XM. I know that they combined, but there are still some channels that were originally from XM that did not make the switch to Sirius. They didn't get the combo. So
165 and 166.
On XM, and all the details are over at listen.freetalklive.com. Sean, thanks for the question tonight. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Keep up the good work, fellas.
Thanks. We will. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I hope that that he can make it here with his family, because was it the number one place to raise a family or like one of the top?
It tends to be the number one in most lists.
It's like the number one healthiest state, one of the best places to raise a family. It's good to be in New Hampshire. 855-453. You've got a family here, Mark, and it's working out pretty well.
Everything's fine.
All right, 1-855-450-3733. Plus, there's a big homeschooling community up here and unschooling, and a lot of people are into that, certainly within this movement. So there's a nice little network of those folks up here already. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 3's next.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners.
go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.